I want to spend a few shiurim looking at the dinim and minhagim of saying tachanun after the Amidah in the morning and in the afternoons. That's very significantly, the Shulchan Aruch and Poskim say that one shouldn't speak unnecessarily between finishing the Amidah and saying tachanun. And that would indicate that tachanun is not just an optional standalone prayer, but rather it's a continuation in some form of the Tfilat Amidah, and it's a way of presenting supplications before HaKadosh Baruch Hu that our tefillot should be accepted. In the most classic sense, tachanun is said in a form of prostration, and indeed we'll discuss in later shiurim exactly how the tachanun should be said, but the Torah points out that this form of prostration helps us complete a reflection of the three positions that were assumed by Moshe Rabbeinu when he was on Har Sinai. One pasuk says, Va'eshev Bahar, that Moshe Rabbeinu sat on Har Sinai. Another pasuk says, Va'anochi Amadati Bahar, I stood on Har Sinai. And another pasuk says, Va'etnapel Lifnei Hashem, I fell before Hashem, I prostrated myself before Hashem. So therefore we have Birchot Kriyat Shema, which are said sitting down, the Tfilat Shemona Esrei, which is said standing up, and the Tachanun, which is said in some form of prostrated sense. That is why at the end of Tachanun we say V'anachnu lo neida manaseh. We don't know how to comport ourselves in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We've tried all the various different ways. The Torah mentions in the name of the Gaonim that Tachanun is regarded as a reshut and not a chovah, something which is optional tefillah rather than a big obligatory tefillah, and therefore with there are lots of excuses which allow us to omit Tachanun. So one of the excuses, the excuses divide really into two groups. One is to do with location and the people who are present, and the other excuse is to do with the time frame in which we find ourselves. So one of the cases where we don't say Tachanun is in a Beit Avel, that's in the house of a Shiva house, or in the place where a person died. So what's the reason for not saying Tachanun under such circumstances? So the Beit Yosef says it's because of a pasuk which says, V'hafachti chagekem le'evel, that I will turn your festivals into mourning. And therefore we see some sort of link between Avelut and festivals, and seeing as it's not appropriate to present supplications of this nature on a festival, it's also not appropriate to present supplications of this nature when one's in Avelut. However, the Aruch HaShulchan says it's for a different reason, but it's shelo lahagbir midat hadin, not to incite, as it were, the midat hadin, the power of judgment against a person. That's the power of judgment has exercised its authority that's over a person's life in a shiva house, and we don't want to increase that too much, and therefore we don't say tachanun in a shiva house. That's the poskim point out that it's not necessary to repeat tachanun or to say tachanun afterwards when one goes home after davening at a shiva house, because it's a tefillah which is directly associated with the Amidah, a continuation of the Amidah. However, on a Monday and Thursday they do say that it's correct to make up the Vehu Rachum and to say that when one gets home. The minhag is also that tachanun's not said that in a shul where a brit milah is going to be taking place later that day. And the poskim say that also if the baalei brit are in shul, that means the father or the sandek or the moel, if they're in shul, even though the brit's not going to be taking place in shul, tachanun is not said either. And the baalei brit, in actual fact, don't say tachanun the whole day. That's but if after the brit they're davening mincha in shul, the rest of the shul does say tachanun. An observation that was made by Moriv Rabbi Harav Lichtenstein Zichrono Livracha was he was a little bit unclear as to whether or not a professional mohel should say tachanun and exempt the congregation from saying tachanun. That's because there's no particular simcha for him to be doing the milah, and indeed I've seen this safek in other poskim as well. Adkan.